currently, there is no price competition. The superintendent of insurance sets a single rate. So if someone buys a home and they say to their realtor, you know, I want to shop around and get the lowest rate possible, say in Albuquerque where there are, you know, dozens of title companies, the realtor would say, well, there'd be no point because by law they all have to charge you the same rate. What the bill does is it creates price competition where there wasn't before, and that will help home buyers in New Mexico, and it will also establish a schedule of much more generous discounts for those who are refinancing a home and make it more affordable for someone to refinance a mortgage.
New Mexico has lower rates of foreclosure than some other states, but people still may be in adjustable rate mortgages and trying to refinance. How would this legislation help them?
If they've only been in for a couple of years now, they would qualify for a 60% discount on their new title insurance policy, and their lender will require a new policy. And of course, that's money they've got to come up with up front. And so this will make it easier for them to qualify for that new mortgage.
What about people who've been in their homes for a while and just want to refinance and save some money on their title when they change it over?
This will help them as well. If you've been in your home 3 to 5 years, the discount will be 50%. If you've been in your home 5 to 10 years, the discount will be at least 40%. And after that, at least 20%. So if they've been in their home for 10 years or longer. So it will help everybody who's trying to refinance a mortgage right now.
This title reform package is still in committee in the state legislature. Have any concerns been raised about changing the title laws in New Mexico?
Well, initially, before we reached our compromise, it was very contentious. And now that we've reached this compromise with the industry, the bill, for example, yesterday passed business and industry unanimously, which is one of the toughest committees. So we're not expecting there to be a lot of opposition going forward because basically everybody's supporting the bill at this point, including the Attorney General and the AARP and the industry.
Now, from the original bill to what's being considered right now by state lawmakers, what were some of the compromises that were made with industry in New Mexico to get this agreement?
The biggest compromise was over an issue where in 2001 the industry had persuaded the legislature to give them statutory immunity from negligence. Only two states have that, New Mexico and Arizona. Most states leave that sort of thing up to their courts to decide. And we wanted to get that out of state law. The industry felt very strongly about keeping it in state law and pointed out that with the provision in state law, they have to pay less for their own insurance. And they say that they pass those savings on to their customers. And it really only affects very few people a year. So we were willing to compromise and allow them to keep that in return for introducing price competition, which we think will bring rates down, and for this much more generous discount schedule on people who are homeowners who want to refinance a mortgage.
Fred, what's the feeling in Santa Fe right now about whether or not this would pass the House and possibly pass in the legislature this year?
Increasingly confident that it will pass now that the industry is on board with this compromise measure. I think the House Business and Industry Committee's unanimous vote yesterday is a pretty good indication that it should be smooth sailing. But as you know, this process is sometimes unpredictable, but it looks very good right now that we'll be able to get the bill to the governor's desk, and I'm confident he would sign it.